For those who may not know, we're not going to get really into the itty-gritty of what PSC is, but more so about PSC Partners Canada. What does your organization do? And as you said earlier, it's all volunteers.
Yeah, sure. So we are an all-volunteer organization that was formed in 2015, and our mission is to drive research to identify treatments and a cure for a rare disease that affects the liver called primary sclerosing cholangitis, also known as PSC, while providing education and support for those impacted by this rare disease.
And so I imagine being an all-volunteer organization and coming up with your own ways to get the word out and fundraising and things like that, there are some challenges that are involved.
Absolutely. I mean, the challenges are that we're a rare disease. So this disease directly affects about maybe 3,000 to 5,000 Canadians. So getting attention for a disease that has a big, complicated, hard to pronounce name that most people have never heard of unless they are personally affected by it, it is hard to get attention for the disease. And we don't have, you know, the infrastructure and the staff to do big events and galas and PR events. So we're really grateful that your radio station is promoting getting the word out about our organization. We are mostly supported by friends and family members and patients, people who are affected directly by PSC who want to make a difference. And so they either donate money or they volunteer or they help organize. And the money goes towards research.
And how much of your role at PSC Partners Canada involves drumming up fundraising ideas and donations? Is that a significant portion of your day-to-day, would you say?
Well, I think the significant focus is on connecting with patients because that is where most of our funds come from, directly from those who are affected. So we focus on supporting people, providing resources for people to help patients not feel alone in having this disease that nobody's heard of. And through that, we then do hold fundraising events. We typically hold two events during the year, and then we try to support individuals who want to hold their own events and have the funds go to PSC Partners Canada. We simply don't have the staff to do events. So that's sort of our model. We try to get the word out. We try to be useful to people so they understand that donating to us will be helpful, both in supporting themselves and other patients and in funding research.
Where do we sort of stand in that conversation around research and development? I mean, as you've mentioned a couple of times, PSC, it's such a rare disease, so it doesn't get the limelight other significant diseases do. So where are we along in the process of research and developing, hopefully, a cure? Because this is a lifelong illness, and right now the only quote-unquote cure is a liver transplant, and even then PSC can come back.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are not sure what causes PSC. It's nobody knows what causes PSC. Right now, the thinking is that there's a genetic predisposition and then something triggers this, whether it's something from the environment or the disruption in the microbiome, either due to a viral infection or some kind of bacterial infection. We really don't know what causes it. And we currently have no approved treatments. There are some treatments that are approved for some of the symptoms of PSC, which, as you know, are things that are typical of liver disease, such as intractable itching, extreme fatigue. It can progress to some cognitive dysfunction, sleep dysfunction. So there are some treatments for symptom management. As far as what's happening with the research, there's a lot of activity. This PSC is often called the last black box of liver disease because there's so much is not known about it, and it's very interesting. So there is interest in doing research. There are quite a few drugs in the pipeline. The activity in the pharma research is that ongoing activity. There are a number of early stage clinical trials. There is, I believe, one phase three clinical trial that's going on in Europe. So phase three would be the the last phase of development before a potential approval for marketing a drug would happen. There was a phase 3 trial going on in the United States and Canada that was just recently suspended because the early data did not look like it was going to lead to any evidence of efficacy. So they stopped that trial. So there is activity, but there's nothing immediate in the, you know, it'll be years. So we focus on funding researchers and also doing things that we can do, such as collecting as much information in a safe and secure way to support the research, helping researchers contact patients who might be interested in participating in a trial or participating in a clinical trial. So we support having a patient registry, and we have a couple of other big research projects that we are sponsoring to further the search for better understanding.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to learn more about your organization or what PSC really is, how can they go about doing that?
Thank you so much. Absolutely, they can go to our website, which is pscpartners.ca. They can also go to the U.S. website, which has a lot of information about the organization. We are legal affiliates with PSC Partners Seeking a Cure in the United States. And they can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, PSC Partners Canada.